Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's fair to say that pretty much everyone has an opinion on spam. I certainly do. No, we're not talking about junk email because everybody hates that. We're talking about spam, the canned meat. While some people think it's gross, there are many, many others who just cannot get enough of it.
Spam's been on a comeback. Hormel has sold a record amount for 7 straight years. They're going to do it again this year, they think. Who's buying it? What are they making with it? Robert Koo, professor of Asian and Asian American Studies, Binghamton University, and author of Dubious Gastronomy, Eating Asian in the USA. Professor, thanks for being here. So quite the, reputation makeover for the little can of meat?
Yeah. Hi. Thanks for having me. Reputation makeover. I'm not sure if that's quite accurate because among like my cohorts, it was never a item that had low reputation. And so it just may be that there have been always, or for a long time, a group of people around the world, mainly the Pacific Asia region, for whom spam had been, a really prized possession. And then, however, there are maybe others, perhaps the most sort of mainstream Americans and others who, for a long time saw it as something ridiculous, right? So, yes, it's partly true, maybe, because among my cohort was never a bad reputation. But I think now others are coming who thought it was silly and ridiculous are not coming to see the way we see it.
Well, all right. So I'm making no secret of the fact that I tried it once. And I didn't like it. I didn't like that it was in this little tiny can. It made me suspicious. I didn't like the look of it. I didn't like
why
the taste
is the
of
meat
it.
In the can? That
yeah,
was the trouble.
Like, okay. And since when does meat hang out in a can for like years at a time? So what is it that people like me are missing about spam? Help me out.
Well, first of all, there's nothing wrong with food in a can. Canned foods have been around for, generations.
I don't
meat
eat those either.
Has been... You mean tuna fish?
You're not a big fan of tuna over there? I was just going to say, yeah, tuna.
Well, maybe you're a food snob, but if you look at the spam can and the ingredients, it's actually quite wholesome, however you define it, because it's basically pork, salt, some sodium nitrite, and that might be it. So people talk about spam as frankenfood, as mystery meat. I think that's all undeserved bad press.
There are far worse things out there for you than spam.
Oh, absolutely. And, I don't think it's any different from hot dogs or cold cuts.
Mm-hmm. People right? eat plenty of those. What do you do with it? What is easy to do with it? Top of the show when we were talking about this, I said, musubi, that's right where my brain goes. Perfectly easy to take on a hike, take to the beach, anything like that.
Right. Certainly spam musubi, musubi would be a sort of a rice, like a sushi style rice molded into a little square block with, spam that's been cooked, fried with little teriyaki sauce wrapped in nori. That's been a standard sort of a snack and quick meal. Sort of the in New York City, that's the equivalent of like a slice of pizza. In Hawaii for generations. I grew up in Hawaii and I was born in Korea. And it just happens that the two places, Korea and Hawaii, is among the top leaders in the world in terms of per capita spam consumption. And so spam is in my blood, right? And so for me, spam is, I grew up with it in lots of different kinds of foods and still I cook with it quite a bit. As a Korean sort of food goes, the most classic way is with kimchi, to make kimchi stew. I don't know if you ever had kimchi stew, kimchi jjigae. Spam is the ideal accompaniment because pork and kimchi is a great combination. If you go to Korean barbecue to eat like pork belly that grows on the tabletop, you have the kimchi at banchan on the side, put a you know, put some kimchi on the grill, eat it with the pork belly, and it is like amazing, right?
But but I'm curious though, Robert, because I mean, one of the reasons why Spam lasts so long in that can, other than the fact that it's sealed pretty tightly, is because it has a huge sodium content, right? It's really salty. How is that healthy for you?
Well, salt is salty. You don't put salt in your food?
I mean, not an entire can, no.
Well, but you know, who eats an entire can of Spam, right? I mean, if you're worried about sodium content in your food, you can reduce sodium in other ways. But salt, but Spam is just one product. In fact, well, you know, I don't really mind overly salted food. In fact, a lot of Korean food is overly salted because that's the way it is. Because we eat oftentimes with white rice. Rice is a neutral. I mean, rice has great flavors too, great taste. So I'm not saying the rice has flavorless, but it is a neutral palate. And for many people of Asian background or people who eat rice a lot, you need something salty, bold, hot, spicy to go with the rice. And so I think the pairing of the rice with something salty is magic. And so Spam just happens to, for particular historical reasons, Spam took a hold in certain cuisines and often is paired with rice.
Do the Spam people know they've got something now? Because they know they've been selling out for 7 years and people are interested and more people are interested. Because I have seen people on TikTok cooking with Spam. Like, I bet you had no idea what you could do with Spam. Like, this is now a thing on social media.
Yeah, those are the new arrivals to the Spam, to Spam love. You know, there's a museum in Austin, Minnesota, where the Spam factory is located, the Hormel Spam factory is located. There's an entire museum dedicated to Spam because, you know, oftentimes that's what happens with these corporate products. When it gets really famous, they make museums out of them. Anyhow, during the exhibit, you'll see a whole like global dimension of Spam and the global outreach. Spam is even popular in Muslim countries. Not because they're suddenly eating pork, but because Hormel knows that they can sell it if they make it with, say, turkey meat, right? So there are alternative Spams for all kinds of audiences. And Hawaii, Okinawa, Guam, the Philippines, Korea, I would say are the top countries or top locations of the world where Spam is really a part of like mainstream, you know, food.
Robert Koo, professor of Asian and Asian American Studies at Binghamton University. Dubious Gastronomy, Eating Asian in the USA. That's the book.
We were going to tell people before why it's called Spam.
Oh, yeah. It's the spiced ham, right?
Right.
They were at a party and they were trying to think of a name. And then that's what happened. Are you going to try it now?
No, I mean, if I had a choice between like Spam and something else, I think I would go for like a catered dinner from Spago.
Yeah. Elitist.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.